The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
So, of course, the big story of the day is this phase one trade deal signed between the United States and China. It's been a long time coming of will they, won't they? But finally, the phase one deal has been signed. And this seems like a big win, doesn't it, for the U.S. President Donald Trump?
Yeah, China has agreed to purchase an additional $200 billion in U.S. goods over the next 2 years. And President Trump, speaking at the White House, said that the tariffs will remain, but will come off when phase two is completed. Here's what he said.
Phase one, which has been really incredible. You know, we almost had the whole deal done, but this is better. This is a more detailed deal for this aspect of the deal. It was such a big deal before, and this is a much more targeted, much more powerful deal for everything we're doing, which is a very large part of the deal. But we're going to be starting phase two. As soon as this kicks in, we'll be starting phase two. We're leaving tariffs on, which people are shocked, but it's great. But I will agree to take those tariffs off if we are able to do phase two.
So that's what U.S. President Donald Trump said after the phase one trade deal between the U.S. and China was signed.
The additional $200 billion in U.S. goods which China has agreed to include are manufactured goods such as industrial equipment and electrical equipment, pharmaceutical products, vehicles and optical instruments, and agricultural products. That includes oil seeds, meats, cereals, cotton and seafood.
Well, China has also agreed to do more to crack down on the theft of American technology and corporate secrets by its companies and state entities. Plus, the deal also binds Beijing to avoid currency manipulation to gain an advantage and includes an enforcement system to ensure promises are kept.
In a letter, the Chinese leader Xi Jinping said the deal proved the two sides could work together to bridge their differences and declared it good for China, the US and the whole world.
So we've got on the line a good friend of ours to give some analysis of all this, Tony Nash, CEO and founder of Complete Intelligence. Tony, good morning and good evening to you.
Hi, good morning.
Let's talk about this phase one deal. From your perspective, what do you think was the main takeaway?
You know, I think in general, you have China coming to the table signaling that it's willing to talk. And you see a lot of intellectual property discussion. That's the thing that I'm most surprised about, is the efficacy of the intellectual property language. I'm not surprised that the tariffs aren't coming off that much. I'm not surprised about the agriculture buys. But I am a little bit surprised at how strong the intellectual property language is, which is really interesting. So if you look at the first article, the burden of proof in intellectual property accusations is on basically the party in China now. So it's not as if there's an innocent until proven guilty environment. The party who is accused of intellectual property infringement now is on the defensive. So I think China understands it has an issue. This is something that, you know, for 20 years they've been open about it, but now this gives them a vehicle to crack down on this stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's something that people have been wanting to see for some time. Manisha here, Tony, good to talk to you. More broadly, do you feel that this phase one deal has met market expectations? I mean, we're very curious about this comment that was made about these purchases that the China has agreed to make, where it said it might be subject to market conditions. And it seemed like an almost off-the-cuff comment.
Well, there are two thoughts I have there. First, the market in China is the central government generally. Okay, so, you know, I think that's a bit of that kind of bends back on itself a little bit. But I think that part of the other discussion around that is they may be planning on certain volumes of imports. And let's say the soybean price falls, that planned purchase may fall in line with that market price fall. So let's say they had discussions about volumes of soybean purchases or ag purchases, and then the price falls, then China can't control that. So I understand. I don't think it's as terrible as what he said. People thought he said.
Tony Nash, CEO and founder of Complete Intelligence, is on the line with us. He's from the U.S. Tony, in looking at the language of this phase one deal, there are words like compliance, words like enforcement system. With regard to all that, do you think China will, how do you think they will manage when it comes to implementation of their end of the bargain?
I think it's hard. I think, you know, Beijing is far away. You know, if you look across most of China, there is a view that in a province or a city, they can, you know, the local government can enforce as they see fit. And so I think it's, you know, this phase one deal is going to be difficult enough to enforce. But once things like subsidies are discussed in phase two, that's going to be even more difficult to enforce as local governments, provincial governments, industry associations, other folks have used these as levers of control. It'll be very difficult for a commitment made by a central government ministry to be enforced at a provincial or city level. So I do think it's going to be difficult. I don't believe that China doesn't want to comply. We've talked about this before, but I briefed the NDRC after Trump's election, telling them that this was coming down the pike. At the time, they didn't believe me. But their comment at the time, this was in January of 2017, their comment at the time was, well, everybody else does this as well. So the Germans, the Japanese, the Koreans, those are the examples, they said. So China hasn't understood why it was singled out for this. But I think what is happening is China is recognizing they have these problems anyway. They need to be fixed on a global basis. So they're moving forward to fix them, in expectation that other jurisdictions will also have to address some of these issues that China's addressing.
We're speaking to Tony Nash. He's the CEO and founder of Complete Intelligence. Tony, let's talk about tariffs. So we heard from Donald Trump just a moment ago, and we heard him say, you know, that some people wanted tariff reductions. It didn't happen, but he says it's great anyway, basically. But he's also saying that they're going to get working on phase two straight away. Is there any prospect that we might see that reduction in tariffs that people have been talking about in phase two potentially?
Yeah, I think that's possible. I think, you know, there is a, you know, whereas before we heard this phrase trust but verify, I think Lighthizer and his team are taking the view of verify then trust. So they want to see how the Chinese side implements the phase one deal to verify their compliance first. And then as they verify phase one compliance, they'll trust and they'll start lifting some of the tariffs and some of the other punitive things that have been put in place over the past, well, since Feb of 2018. So it is that reverse. It's verify, then trust. And as they see good faith actions and good practices coming in, they'll also start lifting some of these punitive measures.
Tony, focusing on the U.S. president, I'm sure he's got one eye on his election campaign. The election, of course, happening later this year in November. With regard to this deal, how does it benefit him? I mean, apart from his impeachment process that's ongoing, how do you think he's going to use all this to its advantage?
Well, I think, you know, what we have seen this, a lot of the output of these trade negotiations, how we've expected them to manifest is more regionalization of trade. So, of course, the discussions with China are aimed at the domestic audience and people who've been displaced by jobs moving overseas, this sort of thing. But it's also aimed at a regional audience. With the USMCA coming into force, that vote to happen and that coming into force, it really is demonstration to Mexico that there's also a very large opportunity for Mexico to be the manufacturing location for a number of these goods. And so he's speaking to a domestic audience. He's also speaking to a regional audience, and he's helping Mexico understand that there's a real opportunity for them. So if you look at, say, the border wall, and you look at the immigration issues, and you look at the kind of tense relationships that there have been with Mexico, I think the administration is also trying to give them a bit of a carrot to help them understand that there is a good faith effort from D.C. to help to incentivize Mexico to build out their commercial environment so that they can build out their infrastructure and their good governance and other things as well.
We've been speaking to Tony Nash, CEO and founder of Complete Intelligence. Tony, thanks for taking the time to give us a call this morning from the U.S. You take care and have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.